This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Hey, joyriders, welcome back to the Masculine Journey Joyride. So for those of you that didn't know, the Truth Network was hackified a couple of weeks back. Yes, that is the technical term. But worry not, my friends, because no one can stop the Word of God from reaching the people. But do keep us in your prayers as we work to get everything back on track. This week, the guys are talking about new words of the year with our clip featuring Rodney talking about his new word and Big Jim kinda, sorta, somewhat giving his new word. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Rodney, I know you don't have a word of the year this year yet, but that shouldn't be concerning if it's the first few weeks of the month of the year and you still don't have one, right?
It shouldn't be, but I've always, every time I've went off to pray and ask for a word, it's usually come pretty easily. This year, I've prayed a few times. I've tried to go get one. There's been times when I haven't prayed because I forgot all about it. And last year was one of the worst times I've ever had with a word and what I did or didn't do with it because I just kind of left it behind. Then I got sick in August. Well, I didn't really get sick. I got taken to the hospital. I wasn't even sick. It was just, oh, you need to go. And I'm like, what? So I got taken to the hospital, told, hey, you're going to take all these tests. And next thing I know, I'm in the middle of all that. So then I look at my word, devote, and I'm like, oh, man, it's so applicable to all this stuff I just went through. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm asking God, do I stay with that word because I didn't really do as much, or do I go somewhere? And this is the first time I've never gotten a new word. So I may be staying with my old word. I may be going to a new word. I really don't know where I'm at. So I'm just kind of trying to pray through it.
Yeah, we have a timeline, but like I said, God has his.
Yep.
Yeah. It's funny you said that because as I was praying about it back in December, God gave me two words.
Uh-oh.
Not yet.
Not yet. One of them I really liked, and the other one I said, well, if I use that one, I'm sort of stealing it from a good friend because he uses it a lot. And in between the weeks since those were given to me, and I thought at the time, I need to write both of these down. Well, I said, I don't need to write that one down. I'm not going to forget it. And I'll not forget that one either because it's such a great word. Well, that great word is now gone. So I went with the other word, which I presume is the one God wanted me to have. So if I think of what that word is, it might be yours, and I just had to throw it back in the pot.
Yeah, he hasn't told me anything yet.
Was it memory?
Memory is
remember that
not
word?
Something
we're, not ringing a bell.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.